Somebody in here has been on God's mind way too much. And he's not let me sleep until I said, all right, I'm going preaching. But I've got all the time in the world. The Bible says, no man knoweth the day, nor the hour. And it'd be perfectly fine with me if God came back during this message. It'd be perfectly fine with me if God came during the altar call that's about to take place. But I'm telling you, he's coming as a thief in the night. He's going to come when we ain't expecting it. And just like those 10 virgins, there's going to be some that are wise, and there's going to be some that are foolish. And he's going to come back and say, where's your oil? And some people are going to say, I got it. I'm following you. And there's going to be some that are going to say, oil? Oil? I just ran out of oil. You should have came yesterday. I just ran out of oil. If you came an hour sooner, I still have oil. I'm telling you, when he shut that door, they went and got oil. It didn't get them in the door. Some people think, when I hear the trumpet sound, I'm saying, Jesus, forgive me. And I'm going to be good. The Bible says, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You ever try to say, Jesus, forgive me, in the twinkling of an eye? He's going to be back. And if we're ready, we're going to make it. And I want to be ready. And if we're not ready, but God's a God of love. That's why he's preaching this morning. And that's why he's pulling. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I told God, if it takes me getting on my knees and crying, if it's going to save a soul, I'm good. I'm telling you, somebody, hell's real. And it's not God's will that any one of us should go to hell. Why in the world would we go to hell when God's given us grace and mercy and compassion and love and his spirit and the church? Why would we go to hell when God himself came and robed himself in flesh and said, can I win somebody? Joshua acted the fool. If it's going to save somebody, I don't care.
Right.
I don't want anybody to go to hell.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God's moving on somebody. You know what you ought to do is just submit yourself and let God have his way. Hell's a dangerous place. It's a dangerous thing. Dangerous. And spiritually this morning, I'm trying to put up a fence. And I'm stringing out caution tape. Don't pass this. This is dangerous. This is eternity. But you don't ever want to pass. You don't want to ever get into hell. go to hell? As long as my kids don't go to hell. You know, the Bible says theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yeah. What happened to the kids on Noah's Day? What happened to all those babies? Because mama and daddy had a choice. His mama and daddy had a life to commit to. Whether it was obeying the preached word of God or not, the kids had to follow. We all stand across this building. I'm going to ask for no music. I'm going to give every single person in this building a chance to pray until you shake heaven. One of the most beautiful things that's been talked about hell in the Bible is Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, and I have the keys of death. There's no reason why anybody this morning should go to hell. There's no reason. These altars are open. Let's just find a place to pray. If you've got to repent, God, forgive me. If you've got to get full of the Holy Ghost again, God, do it, God. Just let God move. Come on, somebody. God, save my family. Save my family. Oh, God, save my kids. Save my wife. That's right, let God move. Come on, somebody, come on. Amen. Let the Spirit of God move. Let that Holy Ghost conviction, let it work your heart, let it work your mind. Why in the world would anybody want to go to hell? Amen. Only fools go to hell. Eternity's too long. Best king. Hallelujah. Come on. Keep praying. In the Jesus. That's right, mom. It's right to weep over your children.
Give him strength and God. Help us, Jesus, through your